Okay. If we're ready, we'll go ahead and call the meeting to order with a confirmation of quorum. I know I'm on the line, Ralph on the line. Are there any other board members online for SRWA?
Yes, Sammy Polito Narvaez.
Okay, hi. Sorry, I didn't hear you. Okay, good. Anyone else? Okay, great. Then we'll go ahead and we have a confirmation of quorum. I'd like to go ahead and do a roll call on everybody present. So let's start off with the board members just officially. Myself, Jude Benavides, chair of SRWA, present and online. Ralph, go ahead.
Secretary online, Ralph Callan.
John Brusiak, general manager.
Fernando Sainz, assistant general manager, chief operating officer.
Leandro Garcia, Brunswick PUB CFO.
Paulo Narvaez, Mayor of Los Fresnos.
Jaime Estrada, Director of Operations Support Services. Juan Bujanos,
Marie
Director
Leal.
Of Water.
Juan, go ahead.
Juan Bujanos, Director of Water, Wastewater Engineering, Planning and Operations.
Marie Leal, go ahead.
Marie Leal, Bronzo TV, Director of Special Projects.
This is Judy Adams, Area Manager.
This is
Mike Bettis, Director of Finance. Mike Bettis, Director of Finance, sir. Go ahead, next.
Jose Armando Garza, Water Treatment Manager.
Thank you, Jose.
Trisha Ayers, Acting Controller.
Thank you, Trisha. Anyone else?
Melissa Cepeda, Brownsville PUB.
Director of Lorena Finance at the Port of Brownsville.
Thank you, Lorena. Next.
Melissa Cepeda, Brownsville PUB.
I'm sorry, who was that?
Melissa Cepeda, Brownsville PUB.
Hi, Melissa. Hey. Okay, if that's it, I think that's official. That could probably be the longest part of our meeting. We're going to go ahead and skip the Pledge of Allegiance out of this convenience and the issues with logistics. I've been told that we have no public comment. Is that true, John?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and confirmation this meeting is being recorded somehow?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great. All right, in the absence of public comment, and we have confirmed confirmation quorum, I go ahead and go to item number one, consideration and possible action on approval for the March 2nd, 2020 board meeting minutes. I would remind the board members that we need to do a roll call vote on this, so please state your name if you have a motion, and state your name for the second as well.
Ralph Callan, secretary, move to approve the minutes as presented.
Okay, I have a first. Do I have a second?
Yes, Mayor. I second the motion.
All right. Great, I have a first and a second. Any further discussion? Nothing heard? All in favor?
Aye.
All right, state your name and say aye. Ralph, go ahead.
Ralph Callan, Secretary, aye.
Paulo Narvaez, Mayor, aye.
Jude Benavides, aye. Motion carries. Next item, item number two, General Manager's Report, Operation and Financial. John, take it away.
Mr. President, members of the board, we'll have the Operation and Financial Report, and we'll start with the Operation Report. Jose Garza.
Yes, sir. This is Jose Armando Garza. Mr. President, members of the board, I'll be going over the Production and Distribution Report for the month ended February 29, 2020. We're going to start with a spreadsheet on page 31. That's the SRWA 2019-2020 fiscal year water distribution summary and true-up estimates. And I'm going to go start on column C. The year-to-date distribution from SRWA is 1,146.599 million gallons. That's for a daily average of 7.543 million gallons per day. I'm going to go over to column F. That's the distribution for BPUB. And that's at 1,058.895 million gallons for a daily average of 6.966 million gallons per day. Going over to column G, that's the Valley Mud distribution, and that's at 32.564 million gallons for a daily average of 0.214 million gallons per day. Over on column H, that's the distribution for Los Fresnos, and the year-to-date it is 28.768 million gallons for a daily average of 0.189 million gallons per day. Going over to column I, that's the BND credit. The year-to-date is 24.078 million gallons for a daily average of 0.158 million gallons per day. Under column on column J, that's the allocation for Indian Lake, and that's at 2.294 million gallons for a daily average of 0.015 million gallons per day. In that same page, on the bottom, we have the true-up. The city of Brownsville is under by 6.41 million gallons. Valley Mud is over by 3.784 million gallons. And the city of Los Fresnos.
Folks, could everybody please make sure your phone, excuse me, sorry to interrupt you, could everybody please make sure your phone is muted if you're not currently speaking? We're having some background noise.
I apologize. I will do that right
no
now.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay, we were at Los Fresnos. The true up is over by 2.63 million gallons. Going over to the following page. That's the production and distribution for the month of February. If you see the third column from the left, that's the total water produced, that's the arrow production plus the plant. In the month of February, the plant produced 208.961 million gallons for an average of 7.206 million gallons per day. To the far right, that's the water distributed from the SRWA in February, and that was at 214.948 million gallons for an average of 7.412 million gallons per day. Below that, we have the chemical consumption and the costs. For chemicals, in February, the plant spent $48,034 with 40 cents. In electrical consumption, there was $83,121.04. Any questions so far? Okay, going over to the following page. That's a page where staff records production when production is less than 6 million gallons per day. For this month, there was no production below the 6 MGD mark. That concludes my report. Are there any questions?
No, I just want to congratulate you all. I know that's for February, not for March, but I want to congratulate you all for keeping production up every day. It's critical that we do that during this time. I appreciate also the fact that PB in general sent out notices to everyone stating that our water quality was good during this time. I think that's necessary to help the public understand that they can rely on us to provide good quality water that meets federal standards during this time of crisis. So, again, my appreciation to all of the SRWA and PUV staff, all of the maintenance workers, plant workers that are
that are working diligently to help out the community at this this point. So my heartfelt thanks on behalf of myself and the board.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Okay, we'll move on to the financial report. Tricia?
Okay, good morning, good afternoon, Mr. President and members of the board. This is Tricia Ayers, and I'm going to present the financial performance report. This is as of February 29th, 2020. February is our fifth month of the fiscal year. We'll begin on page six, our operating revenues and expenses. Fiscal year 2020 year-to-date column. Line number three, our total operating revenues consisting of member assessments, $2,874,758. Our operating expenses consist of personnel services, $222,007. Materials and supplies, $242,657. Repairs and maintenance, $6,776. Contractual and other services, $497,238. Depreciation expense, total $536,370. That brings our total operating expenses fiscal year to date to $1,505,48. Subtracting this from our total operating revenues, we have an operating income of $1,369,710. Continuing on to page seven, our non-operating revenues and expenses. If you look at about the sixth line down, the net non-operating expenses fiscal year to date, $279,485, consisting mostly of our net of interest from investments and interest expense. Subtracting that number from our operating income from the previous page, we have a change in that position of $1,090,225. Adding this to our beginning of the year net position, and we have an ending balance of $18,168,245. And again, the remaining two pages there are the expense accounts, budget to actual, month to date, and also for the year, and that's for your information and review. And that concludes my report. Does anyone have any questions?
This is Jude. I have no questions, Tricia. Thank you. Anybody else?
Thank you.
Okay. There's nothing else heard from either of the board members, so I will go ahead and move us on to item number three. That's all right, John? You all
yes.
done?
Yes.
All right. Great. Item number three, consideration and possible action to approve amendment number one for the SRWA well rehabilitation project.
Good afternoon. This is Juan Bujanos, Director of Water, Wastewater Engineering Planning and Operations. On April 17, 2019, a professional engineering services contract for the SRWA well rehabilitation project was executed with RW Hardin Associates. This contract was for the design, bidding, and construction phase services to rehabilitate an existing water well for an amount not to exceed $41,000. Amendment number one is for the construction phase services for two additional wells in the amount of $18,000 for a total contract amount not to exceed $59,000. So as you can see in the breakdown, the original contract for RW Hardin was $41,000. This amendment number one adds an additional $18,000 for the two wells for a total revised contract amount of $59,000. So SRWA staff hereby recommends board approval of amendment number one for the SRWA well rehabilitation project for a total amount not to exceed $18,000.
I'm Paul Reisner. I move that we approve the to approve it as stated.
This is Ralph Callum.
Okay, I have a first
secretary. I second that motion.
Great. I have a first and a second for approval of item number three, as stated on the agenda and as detailed by Juan Bujanos. Any further discussion?
Nope.
Nope.
Okay. There's nothing heard. Then I'll call for a vote.
Aye.
Sorry, go ahead. You're first. Go ahead, sir.
Ralph Cowan, Secretary. Aye.
Steve Benavides. Aye.
Motion carries.
Item number.
Aye.
Go ahead, sir.
Roland Narvaez. Aye.
All right, great. We have a across the board motion. Our item number three. Consideration possible action to approve amendment number one for the SRWA well rehabilitation project passes as stated. Concludes item number three. Thank you, Mr. Bonds. Thank you, Juan. Item number four, discussion on date and time of next board meeting.
Yes, Mr. President.
Can I take a seat, members,
be on your calendar, which is May 4th, is the first Monday.
Yeah. So my talking area.
Oh, yeah.
Clear?
I think you went a little bit too fast.
Mm-hmm. I tend to speed up.
Sorry, somebody's off mute. Okay, go ahead, John, again, please.
Yeah, Mr. President, members of the board, the next meeting would be on May 4th. That works for everybody.
Works for me, Ralph Calvin.
May 4th works here for me. May 4th, this is the May 4th.
I'm okay with it also.
Okay, great. Looks like May 4th works for a majority of the board, if not everybody. John, so let's go ahead and send that one in.
Okay, that's
I'm
all we
assuming,
have.
Things are going to be the same, so we're going to go ahead and proceed via a conference call for that meeting as well, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Unless some sort of miracle happens, which we can all continue to hope for. Okay, we have May 4th as our next meeting, and I believe that this ends all the items on discussion. Nothing else, John, correct?
Yeah,
no
just,
emergent items or anything else?
No, just for the Mr. President, members of the board, I will be getting out a daily report on the operation of the plant during this crisis, and that'll be forthcoming, so you'll have it'll be sent to the board, both the PUB board and the Southmost board, so the board members can see if we're having any issues or how the plan is operating, so you'll know on a day-to-day basis.
Okay. Great. And I definitely need to be looking forward to the summer as far as issues. John, I know, you know, I probably need to talk offline, but if this drought continues in the deep south, obviously there's going to be some water concerns, and then obviously the electrical loading that we're going to be experiencing over the summer with everybody staying at home and cranking up their AC units, but I'm sure you guys are planning for that as well. So I look forward to speaking with you today on those and other issues. I'd like to thank again the board members for joining us during this uniquely challenging time, and again, my thanks to everybody at PUB for continuing their diligent work and allowing us to shelter in place with the creature comforts of water and power. So with that being said, if there's nothing else, I'll go ahead and take a motion for adjourning.
Motion to adjourn, Ralph Cowan.
Okay. I have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Ralph Cowan.
Everybody, aye. Excellent. All right, I hear enough. We have the motion carried. The meeting is officially adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Please be safe. Bye-bye.
Thank you.